But you take your personal experiences. You're not a vocal artist. I mean, you're just instrumental. When you take that into the studio, does that go away? Because me and Rome's here with us. We always had to talk about the podcast before, and that talk is there's the personal stuff that's outside the walls of Bixby Coffee right now. Mm-hmm. It's just us. It's just us in our little nook.
Yeah.
And when I walk out of this, I become Sam, the regular guy again. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a DJ. This is what it is. So do you have that going into the studio with you? Or is Chris talking you out of everything else so he can get that song right?
Chris always tells me.
Oh, he's looking at you now. He cut you with his eyes. I mean, you better make it right.
It's a beam. I feel
yeah, like. He cut you with his eyes.
Chris constantly tells me.
I don't work for him.
That no matter what
never will,
is,
probably after this.
Right. That no matter what it is, positive or negative, that I have to be personable with my audience. Because, and I totally agree that if you support an artist that you feel like you have a relationship with, then that, you know, that relationship isn't just about music. You kind of feel like you're in the family with that person.
Okay.
You know, so I transferred my personal life into my music life. My wife, she sings with me. We're in a band called Collective Peace, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, we write about stuff we might do, stuff we might want to do, stuff we think about doing. When we at each other's throat, we write songs about it. You know what I'm saying? So it comes out because there's somebody out there who needs to be able to hear the experience, so they might be going through the same thing. And again, like I was saying about music being therapeutic, it might be the same for them. They might not be able to have the ability to pick up an instrument and emulate
it, but
they might
still
need it for their soul. You know, so you never know who you're going to touch with it. So, you know, I make it as personable as possible.
You know, like, because Chris don't strike me as an Ike Turner guy. He don't strike me as a person. But that's the greatest look, though.
Look for the
record. Like, I don't.
Chris abuses me
constantly. No, just like, dope, because even though he don't look like it, that's the main dude I would expect.
Right.
Like, he just outside the studio wall, hitting that red button. If the shit ain't Shakespeare, you can't leave. I'm like, all right. Like, yeah.
He usually knocks on the window when I'm recording. Do it again.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, he won it all.
Now, Chris is a perfectionist, and I appreciate all the hard work that he puts into me. I tried to make it on this podcast with no pauses.
You know what? Look, we tell dick jokes all the time, so that's just the way it works.
But
way to be a part of the family. You broke your podcast chair. You told a dick joke. That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, Chris is a he's phenomenal, man. Like, outside of music, he's a great brother. You know, after we leave here, he about to push me in, I'm about to push him, we about to go and work out. You know, he keeps me on my toes, I keep him on his toes.
That's what's up.
You know, if it's something music related, we talk about it. If it's personal life, we talk about it. More than likely, if I'm out of town, this is the guy with me. You know, he's not stuck up on, hey, I'm your manager, this is how it has to be. You know what I'm saying? He's
right
listening
now
to my idea. Right now he is. He's like, we got 20 minutes, I drove, this is my gas. And I'm like, okay. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. All righty. I can't say nothing about that. But, you know, when it's on the road, you know, and he understands that, you know, he's the manager, and we just meet in the middle with a lot of things. It's like, I'm the artist, but I want him to see the same vision that I see for myself. And as him being a manager, he wants me to see what he's envisioning for me. You know, and we bring those things to the table. And it's not just Chris. It's Chris. I have an amazing publicist by the name of Alicia Sanders. She's incredible. You know, she stays on top of everything, you know, PR related. She's on it.
She will hate me.
We call her the Rottweiler of the group.
Yeah, she would hate me.
She's vicious with it,
that
man.
That whole do what you want thing on this podcast, she would hate this.
Oh, man, I feel like she's right here in this corner looking
the whole,
at me. Like,
yeah, you can just say whatever you want. We don't edit it. Whatever. Oh, you going to edit this.
Right. You'll learn today. But, yeah, I mean, her and I, there's an amazing social club that we're a part of called the Refinement Group. You know, those guys, I got Darius Mitchell and Darren Brown, which are the creators of it. They keep me on my toes as far as excuse me, the way I present myself physically, the way I have to, you know, say certain things.
Oh, they make sure you don't dress and look stupid.
Like how I look right now.
You seem okay to me.
You know, I like, all I got on right now is like, you know, jeans. And if I showed up to a gig like this, they'd be like, turn around, you go home. Or they have like an extra pair of something in the back waiting on me to mess up. You know what I'm saying? But, and, no, Chris will tell you, like, maybe like a year or two ago, I would show up to a gig like this. No shaving. Whatever.
You chill,
no hair,
man.
On the face. No care. Whatever. Just listen to the music. Stop looking at me. You know, that's how I felt. And then at the end of the day, I have to realize that a lot of the stuff that I'm doing is visual. You know, I'm not only a performing artist, I have to be a visual artist too. So it has to be a certain demeanor that I have to have, a certain look that I have to have if I want to obtain a certain audience.
I get it.
You know.
I mean, and as a guy who no one has any pictures of because I'm audio, I totally get it. There's a reason why I'm audio, goddamn. No, we get out there and we take our pictures too.
Yeah, man.
That's about it. It's Facebook. But I understand the artists who come on the show because you guys.
I got a picture with you with a big red hand, man.
That's right. That is right. That's when we was in Miami. That is right. In the Miami locker room.
Dope.